The summer of 1969.
Are you ready to groove?
Was the summer of soul.
Are you ready to listen to all the beautiful black voices, the beautiful black feeling, the beautiful black waves moving in beautiful air?
Nina Simone and a huge roster of musical legends performed that year at the Harlem Cultural Festival. Gladys Knight was there too.
Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine?
And Stevie Wonder.
It's your thing, do what you wanna do. Don't let me.
And the unforgettable Sly and the Family Stone. More than 50 years later, Congress has taken note of the festival's lasting legacy. This week, the Senate unanimously approved a resolution honoring it. And now, the last weekend of June 2022 will commemorate the first weekend of the Harlem Cultural Festival. The festival took place over the course of 6 Sundays and has been widely regarded as a pivotal moment for black music, culture, and identity. The resolution credits the 2021 documentary Summer of Soul with rescuing and resuscitating the memory of the music festival for a global audience. Amir Thompson, widely known as Questlove, directed that documentary, which has since won an Oscar and a Grammy. He spoke to us in March about the significance of the festival and the importance of showing it to a wider audience.
Oftentimes when we talk about civil rights, you only see our pain. You see the bloodshed. You see the dogs attacking us. You see us hosed down. You see us getting shot and in jail, mired in violence. But black joy is such an important component to our story. And without that, we're not seen as human.
The Harlem Cultural Festival has now inspired a new event, next year's Harlem Festival of Culture. Organizers plan to hold the event in the same park as the original festival.